USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing the United States will temporarily halt funding the WHO.
Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less.
New numbers out from Johns Hopkins University say over 2,500 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 is approaching 600,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keep me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A man was ejected from a big adventure. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A 64-year-old Frenchman is lucky to be alive after he accidentally ejected from a fighter jet in flight. The French defense manufacturer worker was offered a joyride on a company outing at an airbase east of Paris recently, and investigators say when they told him to hold on, he grabbed a handle that activated the plane's ejection system, and he shot out of the plane at about 2,500 feet, coming away with minor injuries after parachuting back to Earth. The pilot was somehow not ejected, and he landed the plane safely.
The Louisiana presidential primary is being delayed again. Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards signed the proclamation on Tuesday saying the election needs to be moved from June 20th to July 11th. He also moved the July 25th election to August 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing backlash following an expansion of her state's stay-at-home order that prohibits not just public gatherings, but private ones as well, regardless of size or family ties. Whitmer's order, which took place over the weekend, says residents are now prohibited from visiting family or friends, with exceptions for providing care, as the state currently has the third highest number of COVID-19 cases, with just over 21,000. Former Arkansas governor and Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee tells Fox News we're shredding the Constitution while enforcing quarantine measures.
None of those people have been elected. And ultimately, while I respect what they're telling us and we need to listen carefully, these are decisions that are going to be made by the president and by the 50 governors of the states. And they make them based on what's best for their population and balancing the health concerns with the fact that right now we've got millions of people out of work, our economy is tanked, and it is really threatening the civil liberties of a lot of people. And that is a concern to me that I don't hear enough about, is how we are shredding the Constitution by telling people such things as you can't sit in a car by yourself, you're going to get arrested. You can't drive up to a church in your own vehicle, and the closest contact you have is with the police officer who comes tells you you can't do it. There's some stuff that ought to scare the daylights out of us for the long-term future, Brian.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.